Amazing architectural design, natural spectacle, Greece, amazing mountains and sea, artistic genius, a vision of splendor in marble and gold. It was the epitome of human achievement, epitome of religion. But all Paul could see was all the false gods. That's all he could see. And his spirit was provoked within him, it says. His spirit was provoked. He was severely agitated. I understand that. Stirred up his emotions. One of my favorite missionaries is Henry Martin, who went to India. And he kept a journal, and it's so beneficial to have some of these journals from these great men of the past. And after exiting an early visit to a Hindu temple, he wrote this, "This excited more horror in me than I can well express. I was cut to the soul at this blasphemy. I couldn't endure existence if Jesus was not glorified. It would be hell to me if he were to be always thus dishonored." When asked why, he replied with these words, "If anyone pluck out your eyes, there's no saying why there is pain. It's feeling. It's because I am one with Christ that I am thus dreadfully wounded." Do we understand that? And that was Paul. And that was any man who looks at corrupt religion. Oh, they had a place for God, an unknown God whom they worshiped in ignorance. But Paul's pain was over the fact that with all that religion, there was not a true understanding of the true God. So he put an end to his little vacation. Verse 17, he took off and began to minister everywhere he could with Jews and Gentiles and ended up on a mountain with the philosophers. His pain drove him into public discourse. His pain drove him to proclaim the truth and to tell people the identity of the unknown God, the only true and living God. I understand that pain. I understand that drive, because I think we live in a time, even in America, where there's a whole lot of confusion about who God really is. And we have a God that has been made, developed, concocted. Satan's happy with him. If you want to worship that God who is not the true and living God, he's okay with that. He's very religious. He's disguised as an angel of light along with his messengers.